She boiled water, prepared the tea tray, and, when all was ready, made her way to his study and knocked.
Come.
The parson was bent over his papers, which showed the bald patch on the top of his head. He was scribbling away at a speed that made her marvel. He came to the end of a sentence and looked up.
Ah, Mrs. White.
This greeting was one of the pleasures of her life. Never good morning or good day, greetings that would do for anybody, but always, ah, Mrs. White. The sound of the name White on his lips was like a blessing. She put down the tray.
Shall I make some toast, Parson?
Yes, well, later.
He cleared his throat.
Mrs. White, he began in another tone of voice.
Lily started, and he adopted an expression of kindly perplexity that only increased her fear about what was coming.
What is this I hear about you and the child at the Swan?
Her heart lurched in her chest. What to say? Why a thing so plain to know should be so hard to explain was a puzzle, and she opened and closed her mouth more than once, but no words came out. The parson spoke again.
So far as I understand it, you told them at the Swan that the child was your sister.
His voice was mild, but Lily's lungs flooded with fear. She could scarcely breathe in or out. Then she managed a gulp of air, and on the exhalation, words streamed out of her.
I didn't mean any harm by it, and please don't dismiss me, Parson Hapgood, and I won't cause any trouble to anyone, I promise.
The parson contemplated her with an air no less perplexed than before.
I suppose I can take it that the child is not your sister? We can put it down to a mistake, can we?
His mouth sketched a hesitant, experimental smile, one that would become a steady, full one when she nodded her head. Lily did not like lying. She had been driven to it many times, but had never got used to it, had never even grown to be any good at it. But most of all, she did not like it. To lie in her own home was one thing, but here, at the parsonage, that was not quite the house of God, but was the house of the parson, which was the next best thing, lying was a much graver thing. She did not want to lose her job. She dithered between a lie and the truth, and in the end, unable to measure the dangers one way and the other, it was her nature that won out.
She is my sister.